Sir, sir, you shouldn't be here.
Why? What's wrong?
Sir, the train was broken up here at Juniper Junction, and your Pullman has been joined to the train going west.
Oh.
It's already pulled out of the yard. And if you don't want to go in the opposite direction, you'd better jump off quick.
Hear the interrupted journey. Today's story on the Fortress of Faith. In a time of intense spiritual searching, there stands an educational institution rich in hope, having found that the fundamental truths of the Bible will satisfy all searching. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. God had an important job for Mr. John Thomas, and in the confusion of missing his train, he didn't miss God's call to service. Here's today's story, The Interrupted Journey. Some years ago, Dr. John Thomas sat reading his Bible in the waiting room of a railway station, waiting for his train to be called. He was so deeply engrossed that he failed to notice the approach of a prosperous-looking gentleman.
Are you a minister?
No. I'm a doctor, actually.
Well, I saw you studying the Scriptures, so I thought you might be a Christian and a servant of God.
I am a Christian. Have a seat.
Thanks. Well, at least I'm right in one point.
And almost right on the other.
Oh?
Well, I'm a doctor, not a pastor. But I do preach, often. And I trust the Lord to order all my steps. And I seek to find along the way those troubled hearts to whom the Holy Spirit would bring the gospel through my lips.
Praise the Lord. I'm a minister in the southern part of the state. It blesses my heart when I see another one who loves our Lord and His Word, who is out and out for Christ.
Attention, attention, all passengers with reservations for the Silver Medallion.
Oh, that's my train. Sorry, we won't have time to fellowship over the things of the Lord.
Well, perhaps we will. That's my train, too.
Good. I'm in the last Pullman car.
I'm afraid my car is closer to the front. But if you don't mind, when we're underway, I'll get my Bible and go back to your car.
Fine. See you in a few minutes. The desire of the Greeks to see Jesus is in contrast to the determination of Zacchaeus to see Jesus who he was.
Right. They were Gentile proselytes come to worship at the Passover. But Zacchaeus was a wicked man.
Curiosity was his motive.
It's interesting, isn't it, that Jesus does not respond directly to the Greek's request. Instead,
Sir, you shouldn't be here.
Why? What's wrong?
Sir, the train was broken up here at Juniper Junction, and your Pullman has been joined to the train going west.
Oh,
it's already pulled out of the yard.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We became so engrossed that...
Sir, if you don't want to go in the opposite direction, you'd better hurry.
Yes, my friend, hurry. We had a blessed time together, comparing Scripture with Scripture, but...
Sir, goodbye. You'd better jump off quick.
Phew, that was close. Now, Lord, this is a peculiar circumstance. I don't know why I missed that train, but I look to Thee for guidance. Show me the work that Thou wouldst have me to do here.
Say, mister, I saw you jump off the train. What's the trouble?
Well, I was talking with a friend in the last Pullman car, when I discovered that the train had been broken up, and my part of the train had already left, taking with it my hat, my overcoat, and my baggage.
Don't worry, mister. I'm the yard master, and I'll take care of things for you.
Oh, well, wonderful.
I'll telegraph along the line, catch your train with a message, and have your belongings looked after until you can catch up with them on the next train.
Well, that's mighty kind of you. When does the next train go through?
2:30 in the morning.
Well, so I get to learn all about Juniper Junction.
Afraid there's not much here to get to know. A very small town, 50, 60 people maybe. But you can get a bite to eat over at the lunch counter. If you got a strong stomach. Most of us railroad men are pretty hearty, so we get a bite there on the run.
Well, but sir, I...
There's no hotel, but you can grab a few winks on the cot in my office, if you like. I'm afraid it'll be a bit noisy, but you're welcome to use it.
Well, thank you. Sir, do you have a moment?
See in your Bible, there is something going on tonight that might be of interest to you. I don't have much stomach for it, but you might.
What's that?
See that church steeple over there rising up beyond the yardmaster's office?
Yes, I see it.
Well, it's the only church for miles around, and they hold services there once a month. You're in luck. If you go in for religion, they're holding a service tonight. At least it'll help you pass the time.
Well, it will at that. But if you have a moment...
No. I've got to get back to work. You can use my office, though.
The yardmaster was not interested in spiritual things. Nor were the telegraphers and brakemen who used the yardmaster's office. So when the doctor heard the ringing of the church bells, he went over to attend the service. There he found that the pastor had at one time served a church in his own city. They were soon in happy fellowship, and the doctor agreed to take the service. He gave a message on the text that had been on his heart lately, "Sir, we would see Jesus." At the close of the meeting, a young lady, who had been unusually interested in the sermon, came up to him.
I've been wanting to see Jesus since I was a little girl, but it's not clear to me yet how to find him. Can you help me?
I know now, Lord, why I missed the train.
What? What did you say?
I think I can help you, young lady, because I believe that my precious Lord has led me here for this very purpose. Sit down with me, and let's read together the precious story of God's wonderful love. Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me, and be ye saved. Look away from yourself, my dear, from your sins, your fears, and look to the Lord Jesus, who died for you on Calvary.
But I've always known that Christ is the Savior of the world.
Then look to Christ there on Calvary and know that he was dying for you. Know that he was taking your punishment. Know that he gave himself to save you from being lost. Christ paid your debt so that you might come boldly into the presence of God, knowing that all your obligations have been met.
If I could only believe it is that simple.
Read what Christ says to you in Matthew 11:28.
Come unto me.
That is simple. Young lady, you may come to Christ just now, just as you are, where you are. You may accept him right now, by faith, and trust him fully with the saving of your soul.
I want to be saved, but...
Well, when you go to see a doctor, is it not because you believe that he's able to meet your need and to cure your disease?
Yes.
Well, just so. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he's able and willing to blot out all of your sins and give you the gift of eternal life. Will you come to see him now about this important matter?
I always knew that Christ was the Savior, but it did not occur to me that I had the privilege of coming to him myself and receiving him for my own Savior. But it's clear to me now.
The doctor's heart lifted in thanksgiving to the Holy Spirit for the interrupted journey in which a troubled soul had found peace in the gospel message. 4 days later, on his homeward journey, the doctor stepped off the train at Juniper Junction, wanting to find the yardmaster and thank him again for his kindness.
Doctor, I've been watching every train since you left.
Well, hello.
You said you'd return this week, but you didn't mention the day, and I didn't want to miss you. I knew you'd be glad to hear the story of what happened after you left.
Well, tell me what the Lord has done.
That is just what I want to do. But I'll have to hurry. They only have to add the dining car to your train. The lady who was saved at the church the night you were here is my daughter-in-law.
Wow.
For years she'd bothered us in our home, talking about Jesus, wanting to find God, and often she wept as though her heart would break. We had come to the conclusion that she was a bit crazy about religion, and were afraid that she would lose her mind completely. That meeting at the church, however, certainly made a new girl out of her. She came home singing, burst into the room with the exclamation, "I have found the Lord! I'm saved! Jesus Christ has saved me and my sins are gone!" Oh, what peace and joy have filled my heart.
Praise the Lord.
Well, my wife and I saw the wonderful change in our daughter-in-law, and we were happy for her. But our own hearts were troubled, and we couldn't get to sleep that night. So the next morning, we had her tell us all about the sermon and all about your talk with her. She told us how she had been to see Jesus and how he'd revealed to her that his death on the cross paid her debt and blotted out her sins. She made the message so clear to us that both of us have trusted the Lord as our Savior, and we too are saved. Oh,
praise the Lord.
All aboard.
I wish you could stay for a while and tell us more about this wonderful Savior.
So do I. But the pastor of that little church is a man of God.
The train's moving. Here, let me help you up the steps.
Thank you. And I'll be praying for you all.
Goodbye, Doctor. God bless you. Thank God you missed that train.
Today's story was written for radio by Robert Pratt, from the story, Missed the Train but Caught a Soul, in the book, Miracles in a Doctor's Life by Dr. Walter Wilson. Before we say goodbye, here's a personal word to you from the president of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones III.
If you're the kind of young person seeking God's will for your life, Bob Jones University is a wonderful place for you to train. Because we on the faculty and staff live for that one purpose, to help you find the will of God for your life and do it. You need to start praying right now, Lord, what will you have me to do? And if he indicates to you that Bob Jones University is the place for you to grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man, if you feel that it's the opportunity place to develop your life and to apply what you're learning as no other college can give you, then come on and let us help you. May God direct you. May God lead you. Find the will of God and do it.
You can find out more about the opportunity place, God's special place for you, by calling 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. Ask for a free personal opportunity profile. If you're calling in South Carolina, the number is 242-5100. Listen again next week for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina.